Okay, we're picking up from the very top of Pei Dalid Amud Aleph with the words of Esivei Ravel Rav Nachman. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. So the Gemara was discussing, and if you remember, the Gemara was discussing Machlokas Rava versus Rav Nachman when we assume that the Baal is Bechal Briosu, that the husband is included in the term of people. And then when according to Rava, we said that Ma Tam Kamar, the Mishnah in its second statement is giving the reason for the first statement of the Mishnah. We said, what was the reason that he can't be Mefer the Neder? Because Yechol Anos B'Lekha Shachapeha, because she's able to be Neder from Lekha Shachapeha. That was the opinion of Rava. Then Rav Nachman says, no, that Baal is love B'Chol Abriyosku, that the husband is not included in the term of people. And so the reason the Neder is not able to, that's good for the reason that the Neder would not be able to be removed, according to Rav Nachman. So then that was the Machlokas Rav and Rav Nachman. So now Rav has a kasha of Nachman's understanding. Ubal lav bechal briosu. According to you, you said the husband is not included in the term people. So the Gemara says v'atnan, and therefore she would be allowed to be nene. In that example, so we learn in the Mishnah though. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amad Beis. I think it's the very last Mishnah of our Masechta. Netula ani min hayehudim. The woman says, I'm removed from the Jews. She asked herself, Anas tashmish with all the Jews in the world. Yafer chalko. The halacha is, the husband should remove his share of the neder, the portion that is shayach to him, usehem misham shoto, and she's allowed to have bia with him after his relations. Utehen netula min hayehudim, but she's going to remain usher to other people. That if she would divorce the husband, the halacha is that it would be the neder's chal for the other people. She would not be allowed to have relations with them. The Amart Baalav Bichlal Briosu, if you're going to tell me that the husband is not included in the term people, so then Nidra Inu Nefeshin. So this Neder would be an example of a Neder that would be Inu Nefesh, V'yafir La Olam, and then the whole Neder should be removed completely. So that when the woman made the Neder, it should ask for something that was otherwise be permitted to her, for otherwise what would she have to make the Neder for? So if we assume that a husband is included in the term of, if she's considered the Bichlal Brios, if we assume that he is included in the term people, then we understand that her Neder is referring to having relations, since she would be ushering those who have, that besides for everybody else in the world who she's usher, but she's also included her husband. So that would explain why the husband has to remove his chalik, but the iser would remain in effect regards to others if she ends up getting divorced. So that's what we assume. But if we assume the husband is not bechal brios, so then the term people would not explain her nethers, referring to having relations with him. So then she's usher to everybody else in the world. So what is this idea that the husband has to be made for the chalik? So that must be benefiting the fruit of other people. If that's the case, it's not talking about tashmish. Am I referring to having of peros as fruit, as the Ron points out? And if that's the case, then why can the husband not remove the neder forever? And even after she gets divorced, we learn that nedarim, that's inoy nefesh, that fruit of all people in the world, that can be removed, and that would be removed even when she gets divorced to him. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, Ema lach of Nachman, and respond that the term shani acha that over here is different. Why? Demucha milsa to al hatira ka asr nafsha. It's obvious that she meant to ask herself to something that was permitted to her. That even though generally we assume, that's what the Ron points out, generally we do assume that a husband is not la b'chol brios, he's not included in the general term of people. This case of the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, is an exception. Since she says explicitly, Netula mina Yehudim, which implies that implied in the Netula mina Yehudim specifically means an intimate relationship with is going to be having relations with one. So then that clearly is implicit in her statement, and obviously it must include her husband, because that's the only person she is allowed to have relations with. She's not allowed to have any relations with anyone else in the world. There's a Chiyav Misa, she has relations with anyone else in the world. So that would be the way that Rav Nachman will get out of it, that this case really is an exception to the rule, and that's why it's different. Fine. So now we're going back to the, according to the quotation of the Mishnah, Yechol Alayinos B'Leket Shechecha Upeya. She's able to benefit from Leket, Shechecha Upeya. Again, those are three matnosanim. Leket's what falls out. Shechecha is the thing that the Baal HaSadeh forgets, and the Upeya is the corner of the field. So now the Gemara points out, V'loktani B'Maisarani. The Mishnah doesn't tell us that she's allowed to benefit from Maisarani. So that implies that she's not allowed to benefit from this guy's Maisarani. V'atani Rebreisa, but we taught in Rebreisa, Uve Maisarani. She is able to be also included in what she's allowed to be nana from the person she's mudrana from Maisarani. So l'chora, this seems to be sosar one another. So says the Gemara, Amar Yosef Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, the Breisa who says that she's not allowed to have the Maisarani, is the opinion that Maisar Ani she is allowed to have, rather. She is allowed to have Maisar Ani as the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. And her Rabbanan, whereas our Mishnah that says she's not, is the Shita of the Rabbanan. Now what's going on over here? So this is a little bit complicated. This none, Rabbi Lazar Omer, in Adam Tzorech Likros Shem, a Maisar Sheni Shel Demai. that according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need to be Korei Hashem on Ma'aseh Sheni Shel Demai. We'll explain this, all this in a moment. And the Chachamim, just turning out the next one for a minute, then we're going to explain. The Chachamim Omrim, Korei Hashem Ve'ino Terech Lahafrish. So what exactly is going on? So Demai is always the lesson of Demai. What is this? That's Demai is you buy something from an Ama Aretz, and you don't know if they took off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. We assume that the Amaratza, even the people who are not so careful, you know, like people keep Shabbos, you know, people keep Yom Kippur, so they would keep Truma, because that's a Chi of Misa. They were scared of that they would take off. But during the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you saw that a lot of Amaratza would not take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. So he made a takana that someone who purchases stam from the Amaratz, you have to take off Misafek, you would have to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. So in the case of Demai, so again, Truma, we assume that they took off. So you don't have to take off the Truma, but when it comes to Meiser Rishon, you have to take it off. You take off a Meiser Rishon. However, once you take it off, so now when it comes to Meiser Rishon, that's just called Mamon HaShevet. It's money, it's not a Chi of Misav, not Levi's allowed to have it. Levi can do whatever he wants with it. It's just his monetary gain, and he can do whatever he wants with it. Anybody's allowed to eat it. As opposed to Truma, let's say, you give it to a Kohen, if he gives it to a non-Kohen, there's a Chi of Misav still, Bidei Shemayim, to eat it. It's Kaddush inherently. As opposed to Meiser Rishon, which is not. Meiser Rishon is only Mamon HaShevet. If you give it, once you give it to the Levi, he can do whatever he wants with it. So the Lacha is that we're gonna employ the Halacha of Amotzi Mechavera, just like regular Mamonos Shaila. So you take off the Meiser Rishon, your Koresh Shem. You have to call it Meiser Rishon. I'm going to see in a moment why. You have to call it Meiser Rishon. And then the halacha is, after you call it Meiser Rishon, so then you don't have to give it to a Levi. You say, bring me a Raya that this guy didn't take it off. And then we employ the halacha of Amotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. And you can't prove that, so you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to do whatever you want with it. Why do I have to take off the Meiser Rishon? Because there's a concept in the Torah called Trumas Meiser. You take off 1/10 of that. So if I have 100 apples, let's just say. So a guy takes off 2 apples to Truma, Gedola, that's given to a Kohen. The Kohen, only a Kohen is allowed to eat that. It's an Isra Misa B'nei Shemayim if he doesn't. So now there's another 9.8 that I take off, Meiser Rishon. So in a case where it's doubt, where I take off this amount, I'm not sure. So I bought 100 apples from him, so I'd have to take off, let's just round up to 10 to make it easier. I have to take off 10 apples Misafik. So those 10 apples that I'm taking off are all Safik Meiser Rishon. So I bought 100 apples, I take off Meiser Rishon, 100, I take off 10 apples, and now the lache is those 10 apples are v'shem, I call it Hashem Meiser Rishon. However, I don't have to give them to the Levi. I get to keep them, eat it myself. But I'm not done yet. There's a concept of Trumas Meiser, taking off of those 10 that I take off for the Levi, 1/10 of those, Meiser Mena Meiser, 1/10 of those have to be given to a Kohen. That I do have to give to a Kohen, because then that's the suffix of Chi of Misa, that's Tevil if I eat that. So I have to give that one apple to a Kohen. So I do need to give that to the Kohen, Mitzad, that it's Demai. I'm not sure, but at Mitzad Safik, I have to give it because of Safik, the Reis of the Chumrah, of a Safik Isra Misa, I have to give him that one apple. The Kohen eats it. Now, the Hemsheikh is, what about Meiser Sheni? So Meiser Sheni also, they probably don't take off. So Meiser Sheni, it depends. On years 1, 2, 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle, you would go bring that to the base of Mikdash, and you have to eat it there. So since that's just, you're not really losing anything, you just have to eat the Yerushalayim, we make you do that. So on years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you have to take off another, let's round it to 9 apples now, because you're at 90, so you take off 9 apples. Those 9 apples that you took from the Amaretz, you'd have to bring those to Yerushalayim, and you'd have to eat them misafik. You're not allowed to eat them outside of Yerushalayim, because it's again, safik iser, you're not allowed to eat them outside of Yerushalayim. What about on years of Meiser Ani? So that's what we're discussing over here. When it comes to Meiser Ani, it's a machlokas over here, what you have to do. So then we're assuming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Ein adam tzarech likro shem ha-meiser sheni demai. You don't need to designate it by name, the meiser sheni of demai, meaning that you would not need to designate meiser ani. So that produce that you would not need to designate it, you could just keep it and eat it, because theoretically, the Gemara is going to be assuming. Well, the Gemara is going to enter the Nacha, but we're assuming right now that the Meiser Ani of Demai is not need to be even a shame Meiser Ani. It doesn't apply to Demai at all. The Lachos of Demai don't apply to Meiser Ani. And the Chachamim say no. Korei Hashem Ve'ino Terech Lahafrish. So again, going back to the Chachamim say that you do need to take off just like you would for Meiser Rishon. You designate it as a Meiser Rishon. You don't have to give it to Levi. You have to designate it. So here also you have to take off the Meiser Ani, say that it's designated, those 9 apples are designated for the poor, and then you're allowed to keep it for yourself. because they understand that the produce is considered tevel and usher to eat, even chiyuv misa b'deshamayim potentially, until, that's how the Ran understands it, until all of the maestros, the trumas and maestros taken off, even maestro ani, that's how the Chacham understand. So in the case of tamai, they are taking it. You take it out misafik, and you would not need to not to give it to the poor person, but you would need to call the shame. So the Chachamim clearly understand that the years where Meiser Ani is those years of years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle. It's considered tevel until Meiser Ani is separated from it. So the Gemara points out, my lav leman de amar safek tovel. So now it's lechora we're understanding that according to this, the Chacham and Rav Elazar disagree in regards to the following idea. Leman d'amar sfeika tovel. According to the Chacham, we say that question of Meiser Ani is considered tevel until you designated it. So that means that there's no difference between Meiser Ani and Meiser Rishon. You have to take off both of them. You just don't have to give it to anybody. Kasavar islay tuvasana. He understands that the owner has the benefit of who to choose to give that Meiser Ani to. That the owner has the right to give his Meiser Ani to any poor person of his choice. And then that's considered tuvasana. You get that because the person can give you a tova. He give you a present for giving it to him, and you even are allowed to accept a small amount of money for that in exchange for giving it to the poor person. So that's the ikra din alacha. So we also point out that the chachamim understand that it's tevel before Meiser Ani is designated. They're understanding that you have the right to choose it. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'kevan de'isle tuvasana. Since I'm deciding who to give it to, lo mahanya. So someone who has a neder from benefiting from another person by accepting Meiser Ani from him would in fact be problematic, because you're giving him something that you have the right. That idea of tuvasana is considered enough of a benefit that would be making you violate your neder. That's how, so therefore it comes out over here that the chamim would be of the shita, according like our Mishnah, that it's usher to benefit from all people. Then you'd be not, if you make that neder, you'd be usher to benefit from the Meiser Ani of that person. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's of the opinion that someone does not need to designate Meiser Ani by shame, he understands that questionable Meiser Ani is not considered tevel, and you don't even need a korei Hashem. Meiser Ani is not taking off. It's mutter. There's just a mitzvah to give it, but that doesn't create an iser to the food. If you eat it, there's no problem. And since it's a v'chol sfeiko in a tovel, and therefore, if that's the case, when tevel is, when it comes to, it's not considered tevel when you don't take off Meiser Ani, leis lei tuvasana. The rule is that the owner does not have the benefit of choosing who to give it to. It's like hefker that can be taken by any single person. Any poor person can take the Meiser Ani from the one who separated from his crop, and that should be the halacha over here. So that's what we're learning from over here, that the person is not able to choose who to give it to. Generally, we understand from the pasuk v'lo yichalu es kol shebnei Yisrael asher yirimu l'Hashem. V'lo yichalu tells us that unless certain things are separated, eating it would be a chilul. And the case is tevel until that's made. So we are saying over here that only that which is not Meiser Ani would be included in this din, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we're assuming right now. So that's what we assume over here. So then you don't have the right to give it either, because the Gemara in Chulin tells us that whenever the lashon of Nesina is mentioned in connection with a Truma Meiser, then the owner has the right to decide to who to give it to. So similar, Yarimu also would have that connotation. And since we're assuming it's not tevel, then the idea of Yarimu, the Ran points out, would not be applicable either. Yarimu meant to give it over. So since I don't have being tevel, I don't have the pasuk of Yarimu either, I'm not able to give it over and choose who I give it to. Vishari Lelisni, and therefore, since the owner does not have this tuvasana, he doesn't have this benefit of choosing which ani to give it to, it's mamish not shayach to him at all. And therefore, since it's not shayach to him at all, the poor person is allowed to be benefiting from this guy's, even if he made a neder hana against this person. So it's not called hana from the guy, it's considered from hefker. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, someone who has an Isra Na would be allowed to be Nana from this field that he's usher to. And that's the opinion of the Braisa, which says that you're allowed to benefit from Isra Ani. That must be the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the point. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Dekule Alma Sveika Tova. No, your whole understanding of the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is incorrect. Everybody agrees that when it comes to a Sveika Tova, that everyone would agree that questionable Meiser Ani is going to be problematic, and it would be tevel until you designate it. So the Rabbanan clearly hold that way, but even Rabbi Lezer, he has a different reason that he's mekel. What's the reasoning? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanan, Ba'akam, Ifligir. Rabbi Lezer is arguing over a different point. Rabbi Lezer, Sarva, lo nechshedu me'aretz al Meiser Ani. The al me'aretz are not, they're not, we don't, we said we were worried that they do take off Truma. Just like they take off Truma, they also take off Meiser Ani. Why is that? Because, we're going to sit in the following. Because, kevan de'ilu mafkir nechseh ve'havi ani, the shakilhu. So a person can declare his possessions hefker, And if he declares him Pefker, he's an Ani, and he's allowed to take as Maestro Ani. So he's going to do that. He's going to do this. He's going to do this Harama. He's going to pretend, oh, I'm an Ani, and you have to be in front of three people. You say, okay, I'm Mafker all my Nechasim. So those three people know about it. So you take all, so then you're poor. Then you're allowed to take the Maestro Ani. He takes the Maestro Ani. He brings it in. And then he says, okay, I'm acquiring back all my property. So therefore, he's not going to suffer a loss by making this designation because he could do this Harama. Since he's able to do that, we can assume that he's not going to be suspected of not taking off the Maestro Ani because he has nothing to lose. That's the point over here. As opposed to Rabbanan Savre, Nichse lo mafkir inish. To do this, even this harama, this cheating mechanism, is still going to be problematic for him. Why? Because the Mirza Dilma Zakhi Buinshi Akhrine, because he's going to see those three people that he announced it in front of them. They see that he's mafkir the whole field. So then they themselves can take possession of it before he can. And he's afraid that there's this idea that it might end up being taken property by somebody else. So then Amaras are afraid that this way of circumventing the Maestro Ani is problematic, and they wouldn't do it. They just won't do it at all because they don't follow Allah. Therefore, the Chachamim are saying they are in fact potentially suspect of not giving Maestro Ani, and therefore you would have to designate Maestro Ani Shadmai. You would have to be Koreshim. So therefore, we don't assume that Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim are disagree anything to do whether or not Maestro Ani makes something Tevel. Everybody agree that it does make it Tevel, and they are disagreeing with a completely different point whether or not this idea of this harama, this subterfuge that they're doing, is it mutter or not. And is it something that the Amorites will try to employ or not? Because maybe he's afraid someone will get to it before him. So then back to our question, why did a Mishnah have a chilek as opposed to the Braisa which didn't? How do we answer the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa? So it says the Gemara, Rava, Omer, Khan, and Kesin, our Mishnah, a different answer now. But Maiser Ani Mischalep Etocha Bias. We're dealing with Maiser Ani that's given to the poor people in the house. Dechsiv Bei Nesina, which says specifically Nesina Venasata Levi Lager. To read the whole pasuk inside, the pasuk says, "Kisich leila aser kumaser tavoscha b'shanu sishnas amaser v'nasata levi lagel suma manav v'achlub b'sharecha v'saveyu." So over here, so therefore, it says over here in this case that the owner is giving it to whoever he chooses. He's therefore he has the right to choose it. V'nasata, you're giving it. Shemachi aser leisner. So in that case, it's aser to take benefit by that person. That's the case of our mishnah. However, the case of the breisa kan. In the case of the breisa, b'meiser ani. We're dealing with where it's right in the fields. It's among the granaries of the fields. So that's where you're taking it over there. And that pasuk says, v'inachta b'sharecha. Different lashon over there. You should leave it in the fields. We have different lashonas. That's how you just mafkir it. You give it to without choosing who is giving it to. You don't have tuvasana. Any poor person is allowed to take it. And that halacha would be that any poor person is allowed to take it. So therefore, you don't have tuvasana. And that was the case of the braisa. Shari Leila Sunni, and therefore those who are ushered by Neder from benefiting from another person is allowed to derive benefit in this case because this is not considered deriving benefit from the Balabayas, your Neder from Hefker. So now we've made a chiluk between Besa Granos and the time that you have it in your possession to give it out. The Besucha Bayas or Besa Granos. The Achrona point out that Tosas Yantav and Mishnayos and Peah. The Mishnah over there seems to say that the owner is giving the Meiser Ani in the Besa Granos. So lachora is problematic with our Gemara over here. So Tosafos Yontav wants to answer that mishnah over there in Peah, it doesn't mean that he has a choice of giving it to whichever poor person he wants to. Rather, it just means that anybody who asks of it from him over there in the Beis HaGranos, he has to give it to him. As opposed to the house, you can, according to Tosafos Yontav, this is Tosafos Yontav answer, you can completely reject who you give it to. Meaning that the Baal HaBayis is there. That's what it's implied by in the Mishnah Peah. As opposed to our Gemara, sounds like he's not there, he's just mafkir, everybody comes and gets it. No. The Mishnah Peah says he is giving it out. But the halacha that Tosafos Yontav wants to understand is that the Mishnah Peah tells you that you're allowed to give it out, but you have to give it to anybody who asks in the Beis HaGranos. As opposed to in your house, you can choose who to give it to. If you don't like this honey, he's a real not nice person, so you'd be allowed to refuse to give it to him. Very good. So that's now we've answered the stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Braisa is talking about a case where we're talking about it's in the Sharecha, it's in the and therefore it's going to be mutter v'nachta b'sharecha, as opposed to the case of the Mishnah, which is talking about when asata lelevi, you have the right to give it. That's in your house, and that point there is a chiv to give it. So again, Besa Granos versus the Besa Granos versus your sharecha, where you are. So now the Gemara says the next part of the Mishnah, kohanim v'levim nehenim lo yitlu, that which the kohanim live in benefit from me is going to be konam to them. They may take this Truman Meiser from him against his will. So the Gemara says, Alma Tuva Sana, Eina Mammon. We see from over here the benefit of choosing who to give it to is not considered real Mammon. It's not considered money. that the right to give it and choose who to give it to is his choice, and that small amount is not considered mamon, and therefore it's not considered being nene from the person. That's what we see from over here. So the Gemara says, so then over here, Ema Seifa, but if you continue the Emshech of the Mishnah, which tells us, Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu, Nehenim Loyit Lachirim, that which the Kohanim, that which the Levina benefit from me, other Kohanim Levinim should take as Chuma and Meiser, Aval Lehen Elu, but for those Kohanim and Levim, the Madir said it's not permitted to take the Chuma and Meiser, Amal Tuvasana Mamon. From this case, it applies Bum Fakert, that the Chuma and Meiser that you're giving is considered Tuvasana, because you have the right to ask for them from giving it. So, Lechora, what's going on over here? So says the Gemara, Amar Ravoshia Lo Kasha. That Ravoshia says there's no problem over here. Ha, Rebbe. That the second ruling, which assumes that the Tuvasana is considered Mamon, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Vahar Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, whereas the ruling, which assumes that the benefit of Tuvasana is not considered Mamon, that's the opinion of Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Where do we see that? The sign that we learn in Ebraisa. Hagonev Tivlo Shel Chaver of Ocho. Someone who steals the tevel of his friend and he eats it. Mishalom lo dmei tevel. Tevlo. Tivlo. You have to pay in the value of all of his tevel, the truma and the meiser within them as well. And you have to pay the full value of the meaning you pay in the full value of the chulin, the non-truma and meiser portion, and the value of the benefit of tuvas, the tuvasana of the truma and meiser. So that's what we see over here. So you have to pay that. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe understands that the tuvasana is a tangible amount of money that we have to give him. So let's say you had 100 apples. So you don't have to, the truma and the meiser that you would give off, you give off the, and meiser to meiser on a year. That amount would not be considered mamon, that amount is not considered mamon itself, right? The actual amount. But the value of that, whatever it is, let's say it's worth, $5, that it's worth, those pairs are worth, $50. But the $5 is the value, ki'ilu, of giving it to who to choose from, because they're gonna do you favors and things of the like. That value is added to your monetary value. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Meshalem Elat Mei Chulin Shabo. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda understands that you only have to pay the non-Shuma value. You don't have to pay that extra $5 in our example. So now the Gemara assumes, my love, by Kimifligid. So this is Mamesh the Machlokas. The Rebbe Savar Tuvasana Mamon, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tuvasana Eino Mamon, because Rabbi holds that Tuvasana can be established, and we can amount an extra $5, let's say. That's the value that you could have given of Chumas and Meiser worth. That's the value that it's worth. So we'll give you the extra $5. And Rabbi Yossi understands that we can't quantify that as an amount, and it's not considered true money, and therefore we don't make you pay it. That's the Yisrael Machlokas over here. So Ben Shem will pick up with Lo, to call Yalam Yitz Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, Be'ezras Hashem.